Māori health experts are worried about the lack of a specific vaccination target for Māori in the reopening plan announced today. Restrictions will ease once 90% of the population in each district health board area is fully vaccinated. But health advocates say that could be devastating. Jamie Tahana has more.
Earlier this week, iwi leaders were unequivocal. Māori needed to be as protected as anyone else if the country was to open up. But today's announcement does not include a specific target for Māori.
I rongo atu ahau I etahi kōrero mai te iwi Māori e mea tuana, me kake atu ki te kotahi rau pai hēneti. Ko etahi atu e mea tuana, anā ki te iwa te kau pai hēneti.
Speaking of te reo Māori, Associate Health Minister Pēni Henare said he was asked for a range of specific targets for Māori from leaders, ranging from 95 to 100%. But he says he had to reach a middle ground. Rāwiri Taunui is an independent analyst who's written extensively on the outbreak. He's welcomed a 90% target, but warns with Delta running rampant in Auckland, Māori are likely to pay a huge price.
Well, it's going to help, but it's very late. And in terms of what's unfolding in Auckland right now, it's a very tense and difficult task.
Taranaki has some of the country's worst vaccination rates. 57% of the region is fully vaccinated. For Māori, that figure is only 38%. Māori health provider Tui Ora is hustling to get the numbers up, boosting capacity, communicating with whānau, and rolling into isolated areas. Chief Executive Hayden Wanor says it's working, albeit slowly. But today's announcement means they now have to sprint towards the target.
We know that from the outset, the campaign, the way it was pitched, immediately put us on the back foot. But that opportunity has clearly been lost. I would think that you would want to be very cautious about lifting any boundaries and the restrictions if vaccination rates aren't at a level that you would want to see to give confidence for our Māori community.
Pēni Henare also announced $120 million to Māori organisations to help with the response. $60 million will go to Māori providers for vaccine drives, targeted to districts with low rates like Taranaki, Tairāwhiti and the Bay of Plenty. The other half will help Māori communities build and adapt their infrastructure for the new framework, such as testing capacity and support for home isolation. The chair of the Manukau Urban Māori Authority, Bernie O'Donnell, welcomed the funding.
What we're assuming is that the funding comes with no hooks. We're asking the layers of government bureaucracy or government agencies to stand aside and that funding come directly to the providers where it's needed. Those are the things that hold up what we think are the things that need to happen. They just get held up.
Bernie O'Donnell says he's not surprised by the government's change in tack as lockdown has been wearing people down. But he says he would prefer to see a specific Māori vaccine target.